Ja, ist das denn die Möglichkeit? An diesem Wochenende findet in Berlin das erste queere Musikfestival statt. Was? Das erste queere Musikfestival? Ja, richtig gehört. Das erste queere Musikfestival. Bei mir im Studio sind jetzt zwei Menschen, denen wir zu verdanken haben, dass nun ein solches längst überfälliges Festival für Berlin stattfindet. In der neuen Heimat, im Schwutz und im SO36 werden von Freitag bis Sonntag zahlreiche Bands und Künstler performen. Was genau wann und wo passieren wird und wie man an Peaches rankommt, das verraten uns an dieser Stelle die haarigste Drag Queen Berlins, Pansy. Und außerdem hat sie John Dark mitgebracht, seines Zeichens Gitarrist der Band Evo. All formerly known as Cool Thing. Hello to the both of you.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing, good looking people?
We're wonderful. Thank you so much for having us on the radio.
Yes, no problem. Good. I mean, you came here overdressed, actually.
I did. Yeah. I know. I tend to do that sometimes. Yeah.
It's part of your job,
looking good,
right?
Pansy.
It's part of my job. Yeah. I mean, you step out of the house and you want to show off a little bit. You want to make sure you stand out in the crowd.
Yeah, sure.
I don't mind when people look at me. It's okay.
Yeah. The funny thing is that I imagine you preparing the last few things for the festival dressed like that.
I have been. Uh-huh. Yes. I'm in drag 24/7. People don't realize this, but I'm always in drag. Yeah.
Your dress
time.
Is a little dusty, but it's still gorgeous.
I know. Yeah, you know, I've been in the venue today. We're decorating. Yeah. We're decorating Neue Heimat right now, and so I've been there all morning, and you know, it's hard to get on a ladder in high heels, but I manage.
Yeah. And
you
think,
rock it.
I think a little dust on a glittery thing like that, it looks
perfect.
Nice. Yeah.
It's perfect.
It's the icing of the cake, kind of.
It is. It shows that I'm a real woman.
Yes,
juxtaposition.
Totally. Yeah. So everything is prepared for the festival, or do you have to go back?
I have to go back right after this. Yes, uh-huh. Everything is not quite prepared, but we are getting there, and we are so excited. We are pumped. It's going to be amazing. We're turning all of the venues into a Yo-Sissy explosion. I mean, it's color everywhere, super
lovely.
Bright. We have these amazing illustrations that have been done for us for the artwork and stuff like that, and we're turning them into animations and giant sculptures and all of that. So it's going to be really, really cool.
Oh, that sounds lovely to me. You've moved to Berlin like 5 years ago?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Yes.
2011, 12?
2012,
something?
Right after I graduated university, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm older. I started late. I'm a late bloomer.
But you've already organized various parties in Berlin.
I have.
But what took you so long when it came to organizing the festival? I mean, a queer music festival in Berlin is long overdue, right?
I think so, too.
And you must have realized on the first day that you came here.
Where do I start, really? I started doing my drag shows and things like that because when I came to Berlin, I really missed this like campy drag element. There's a ton of really
that
awesome
drag. That you learned to love in San Francisco.
That I learned to love in San Francisco, and I really missed that. So I started doing these events. I started my hip-hop party. I started my drag shows and the drag race screenings and all that stuff. And then as I was coming along, I always wanted to have... I have so many amazing friends in Berlin that are performers, that are musicians and performers, and there's such an amazing scene here.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know all of these people. I want to get them together and have just like a huge weekend blowout. And my business partner, I always have to say business partner in front of it because people tend to think that we're together and we're absolutely not. I'm single. just putting that out there. I'm still single.
Take note.
My business partner, Scout, and I, he was the one that actually discovered that it's not just in Berlin. It's in all of Germany. Mm-hmm. This is the first queer music festival in all of Germany. International queer music festival, I should say. There's been smaller scale things. Like, for instance, in Berlin, a friend of mine, Jan, from the Ziegesäule, has done something called Queer Voices.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first kind of music festival on this scale.
Yes.
Which is really, really, really exciting.
Man, I've read that organizing the festival turned out to be more complicated than you had imagined, right?
A little bit, yeah.
What were the most bugging moments? What was the most complicated thing you had to deal with?
Oh, the most complicated thing I had
lawyers?
To deal with.
Lawyers?
Yes, there's...
Sorry.
I don't... You
let
know,
me get
I
mean, the sword out there again.
You know, I mean, that's actually a really difficult question because when I think about it, yes, I've definitely been stressed during this prep festival, but it has been one of the most rewarding and exciting experiences of my life, hands down. And now that we're getting really closer, the stress level is rising, but the excitement and the pleasure of seeing this amazing thing that we've created literally from nothing.
Yeah.
Samson and I had nothing when we started.
Yeah.
All this stress doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and it's a good thing that it's happening. Finally.
It's crazy.
And you must be a little crazy, though, to come up with the idea like a festival, because when one's thinking about the way that you have to finance the whole stuff. You have to pay the bands. You have to have money for them. Some of them, probably they won't even come because they get stuck in traffic.
Are you trying to scare me?
No.
They'll all make it.
Yeah. No worries.
I'm not 30 yet, and I'm afraid I'm going to have a heart attack this weekend, so please.
No, but these are the things that always make me think, all these guys who are organizing concerts, they must be little crazy.
I'm absolutely insane. Yeah, okay. There is no doubt about it.
Just wanted to make sure.
We've just met today, you know, yeah. But as our relationship continues and we get to know each other a little bit more, you will realize just how crazy I am.
Okay, cool.
Samson too. He's crazier than me, I think.
I can vouch for your craziness.
Yeah, thanks, John. I appreciate that.
In an interview, you, Pansy, said that you wanted to connect Berlin artists with the international scene. John, are you looking forward to meeting some of the other musicians already?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, fortunately in our band, we've done a lot of traveling. So
you've toured with Peaches already.
Yeah. So there's a few of the bands that we've been fortunate enough to play with already. So looking forward to seeing them again personally, and then also to see what they're doing, their new performances and new songs and stuff. We're really excited about Peaches' new album. Yeah. But then there's, of course, I was actually just looking through the list just to kind of jog my memory. And I literally was going through so many artists like Cakes to Killer, Hidden Cameras I've never seen live. Christine, I've only heard of.
Oh my gosh,
I can't think.
You think I'm insane? She's insane.
But there's so much. I mean, and even Berlin artists. I guess because we're all playing at different times, I haven't seen a lot of them. Hollywood, I've wanted to see for so long. I've never seen him perform. The New Zealand show. I'm forgetting them all because it's just literally every Hyenas I haven't seen for a long time. Cool. The list goes on. Dan Bodan, who's playing after us on the Sunday night. Yeah.
Pansy said that he wished for...
She,
sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry about
okay.
that. That she
Beauty knows no gender.
that's the nice way out of the whole situation. Thank you. No, but she said that she wanted the whole festival maybe to be a starting point for collaborations. Is your band interested in collaborations? Because that's something that's, you know, I was reading that and I was like, yeah, maybe.
Good
that's,
thing Jules isn't here.
Maybe. I don't know.
He's wishing for it too much. Because
I guess that answer would have to be put off until I can confer with the other half of the band. I mean, we're always interested in experiences and new kind of opportunities with other artists. Whether or not we would do a creative collaboration with another artists, it depends. I mean, we have we released music, house music as well as Chance and Dark, and we did a collaboration with Katie Stelmanis from Austria last year.
Oh, so Katie Stelmanis.
I mean, maybe not a Vol, but certainly within our creative partnership, we would be open to stuff.
You've also done production for a lot of the artists that are in the festival as well.
Yeah,
that's
a good
thing. You can get more clients.
Yes, right. I'm scouting. I'm scouting this weekend.
I really liked your performance, but your your record sounds shitty.
I could make it sound so much better.
Yes.
It's true. Queer's helping queer. That's what it's all about.
Some Evo Music. Hier also die Band von John mit dem Stückchen No Love. Wir werden gleich nochmal rausfinden, wie es zur Bandnamenänderung kam und warum man sich das getraut hat und noch vieles mehr. Und wir laden auch noch ein aufs Festival. Hier zwischendurch aber nochmal Musik. Evo mit No Love. Evolve mit No Love vom Album Eternalism, das ja noch erscheinen muss. Just a few more days and then you'll put out your new record.
Very, very exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just saying to Pansy before we came on that everything is, it's so busy at the moment and we've been waiting for some time to release it that I can't believe it's actually Friday. It's
and
happening.
And what a coincidence. Or fate, maybe.
Fate, I think.
I think so.
Fate
like
brought
to
think
us
it was
together.
Planned. Yeah, it of was. Course. They totally planned it around the festival.
Divine.
I know they did.
Of course we did.
Yeah, right? Yeah. K7 did it for you.
Now to change the sound of a band and the band name after having been on tour with Peaches and all those other famous people, that's a pretty ballsy move. How did you? Why, how, when?
Sure. Well, yeah, I guess it is a ballsy move. We thought about it for a while, but I mean, initially we were not sure, but then we just felt that we'd had quite a break anyway.
Yeah.
And everything was just different about it. The sound was different.
Cool Thing was more about guitar, world of sound, maybe.
The influences were different. The way that we wrote was different, I think, which is really important. And therefore the sound. And also, actually, another really important thing is the way we played live was very different. Mm-hmm. It was just really different. And then the energy, the vibe was all changed. So we're just like, fuck it, let's do it. Let's start afresh and go for it. So it was a good decision.
Smart choice.
Yeah, it's an interesting decision. I mean, really, to just start from zero, actually, again.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a fortuitous decision because it's been fast and amazing since we made that change. So it was obviously the right choice.
Yeah, cool.
I've always been partial to Cool Thing because the first time that I saw you guys was 5 years ago here in Berlin at Shea Jackie, Shea Jackie was still open with Light Asylum.
Yeah, great show.
Light Asylum, great band.
It was so beautiful. It was great.
Oh, thank you.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was totally great. Okay. And now we're besties.
We are.
Oh, that's nice. Let's talk about besties a little more because you've co-created the festival with your partner, Scout.
Yes, Scout Wolfley.
Ah, that's a nice name.
Yeah.
How did you avoid fights when you were creating this festival?
Well, we didn't exactly avoid fights. We just worked through them. I mean, I cannot imagine, Scout, I hope you're listening, because I cannot imagine doing this with anyone else. He has been my rock. He has been amazing. We are total opposites. We're completely different from each other. And
it helps sometimes.
It helps because areas where I am stronger, like negotiations and money and dealing with managers and bands and things like that, he's terrified of. And on the other side, he is so good at getting people involved and getting people hyped up, and all of the decorations are him. He has the vision and he really goes for it. And so, I think we're such a great team for this. And I could not have done it without him. I can't imagine doing it with anyone else.
So if there's going to be a second edition, you're going to do it with Scout again.
Absolutely. Okay, I mean, it's not just, I know that I'm here representing for Yo Sissy, but it's us together. There is no Yo Sissy without the two of us. It's definitely, we've made this as a pair. And even the name comes from our two different parties together.
Yeah, that's true.
We combine. The whole thing is a joint effort, and if one of us decides not to do it, then, I mean, we also have a Gay BR contract, so he's not doing anything.
We are tied together.
The lawyers are coming back in again. Now, you came to Berlin, I already said so, after having spent years in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Now, is there something, because I have the feeling that you really love living here that you found your place and, you know, you do your parties.
Das
and everybody,
ist die Wahrheit.
Yeah, and everybody loves you already. And
I don't
Berlin
know
loves
that.
You back. I think Berlin. Well, it's safe to say that Berlin loves you back. But is there something that Berliners can learn from San Franciscans? Is there something that you might would want to import from San Francisco into Berlin?
This has always been a kind of an ethical and a constant struggle with me because I never, from when I first moved here, I never wanted to be one of those loud, obnoxious Americans that came and just complained about something and complained about the fact that it wasn't like home, because if it wasn't like home, I would just, I'd fucking go home.
Yeah.
Like, I love this place so much and I love it because of the culture and the innate, you know, the way that Berlin, you know, the way that it is. I love that so much. And so I've never wanted to change anything. I've only wanted to like expand upon things around here.
Sure.
So Berlin has always had such an amazing queer, political, radical, cultural underground that has existed, you know, since the 30s, the Weimar, and even before that, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to use the skills that I knew about, the fact that I could throw on some makeup and look pretty and, you know, put on some heels and be really tall and yell at people.
Oh, so pretty.
Yell at people for 2 hours and they laugh at me and throw money at me. Like, if I could do that here, and I can do that in a way that gives people like Evil and, you know, all of the artists in our festival a platform to perform and to be able to do what they love, then I'm happy.
Yeah, that's the nicest answer that you could give. So I want to thank you for that.
I appreciate that because I'm not bullshitting you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I hate when Americans come to Berlin and sit on the train and are so obnoxious and loud and they yell and they...
Pansy just said that she hates Americans.
I don't hate Americans. I love them. I love my people. But I hate it when they come to Berlin and act so fucking entitled and cool and, you know, like they know everything.
Yeah.
It drives me insane. I just want to run away from them. You
there's
know?
So many bands on that festival. There's one question that one has to ask. How did you finance the whole thing? Some sponsors that you want to thank?
This project could not have been done without the help of the music board. Everyone at the music board are gifts from the goddess above. I mean, they are beyond. It could not have been done without them. And we've had a few in-kind sponsors. Bruno Gemünder has sponsored us. We've had some amazing media partners, Ziegesäule, Berlin Community Radio has been really great. LMAG, Aviva, I'm losing my list. Thomas Henry's has been so kind to sponsor us. But those sponsorships were not the bulk of the funding. The bulk of the funding is coming through tickets. Please buy your tickets, yosissy.com. You can buy weekend passes for 65 euros, over 50 bands, three different venues, 3 days for 65 euros. It's nothing. A steal. That's where my insanity comes in. Because that's insane. ticket sales are making up a bulk of it. So please come. If my friends are listening, there is no guest list. Yeah. You must buy a ticket. And Scout and I have produced a couple of events already this year where that money went directly into the festival. So we did a show with Big Frida, which was totally awesome. And we did a show with Alaska 5000.
Yeah, and you're going to keep on presenting stuff like that. I've read about plans for another Pansy Presents Beyoncé show.
Yeah, one of my favorite shows of the year is, I produce drag shows. That's how I got started, right? So I do like traditional cabaret-style drag shows where there's one number after the other and, you know, girls get up and they do a number to a song and all that stuff. And so my favorite party of the year is Beyoncé. I have to admit, I don't really like Beyoncé.
I love Beyoncé.
Okay. I'm torn because the gay boy in me loves Beyoncé, but the political radical person in me thinks that it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. However, putting on a Beyoncé drag show is the coolest thing in the world. I had one last year at Zooplock and it was huge and amazing. And literally people were freaking out dancing to Beyoncé remixes all night long. It was so much fun. And so this year we've made it a little bit bigger and we're doing it as a 6th and Dice-ish.
Okay, cool.
In September.
As soon as you've finished planning that, you can come back to this very studio and we'll talk about that and we'll invite people to come there.
Maybe Beyoncé will come.
Maybe Beyoncé.
Do you think Beyoncé will come?
We've tried.
She might.
Getting her into the studio for a few times.
I'll come.
But Jay-Z, he always said, no, she's not coming.
I know how it is. I'll just come looking like
talk
Beyoncé.
Talk about feminism.
We'll just pretend. I'm more Bjork, less Beyonce. Beyonce. I'm more Bjork, less Beyonce.
Oh,
that's what it is. Yeah. Kate Bush. Kate Bush, Bjork.
Absolutely.
Bushy Bjork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Bushy Bjork.
Bushy Bjork, it's true.
Yeah. Now, one more time. What's going to happen? When it's going to happen? What are your favorite artists? What are you looking for? How much is the entry fee?
Let's do the rundown. Yes. So, Yosissy Music Festival, the first queer music festival in all of Germany, is happening this weekend, Friday the 24th to the 26th. Friday night is at Schwutz. Doors are at 8 p.m. Shows start promptly at 9. Entry is 25 euros. Mm-hmm. With the hidden cameras, high fashion, J.D. Samson performing live.
Wow.
Annie is DJing. Pet Shop Bears, Justus Kunkka.
A-minus,
Oscar. Some awesome DJs from around Berlin. Mm-hmm. That will go until the morning hours. And then Saturday, starting at 2 p.m. at Neue Heimat, will be our all-day Yosissy blowout. And so we've got an amazing lineup planned for that day. Dayburger, TT the Artist, Black Cracker, Snacks, Cakes Tequila, Crystal Waters.
Yes.
What?
Very excited about
Crystal
this.
Waters. Harton, which is also really exciting. I'm super pumped for them. Mr. Ties from the Homeopathic Party will be forming his first live set. He's going to be doing a live set. That takes place at Neue Heimat from 2 in the afternoon all through the day. We'll have an outdoor area. There'll be an open air park.
Nice.
Three different stages, but those stages will be open during different times. Mm-hmm. So we've got stuff happening literally all day long. That is 35 euros.
Okay.
Or weekend passes are available for 65 euros. And with the weekend pass, you get into the Sunday night party. Mm-hmm. Sunday is only available right now with a weekend pass.
Okay.
And that's at SO6 and Dreisisch. That's the closing party, which I am so excited about because it's such a historic stage to be performing on, you know? And that night is Peaches, Evil, Christine, Dan Bodan, Alexander Geist, Roxy Moore, Heatsick, and Steve LeMessier.
Wow. There's so many artists and bands and performers. That's crazy. For 65 euros.
65 euros.
3 days of pleasure. Of pure pleasure.
Queer pleasure. Unadulterated queer pleasure.
Yes. Lovely. That really sounds lovely to
doesn't
me.
Doesn't it? Yes. Are you going to come? You're welcome to come.
Yeah, thank you. I will come. And I want to give away some tickets.
You have to buy a ticket, though.
Yeah.
Shit.
Come. Can't afford for them. Yes. No, but we have two tickets that we can give away to one person who's lucky enough to get through.
Yeah.
Wer dahin möchte, am Samstag können wir euch das Festival anbieten. Da geht's dann den ganzen Tag von 2 Uhr nachmittags bis in die frühen Morgenstunden hinein auf dem Gelände der neuen Heimat mit ganz, ganz vielen großartigen Bands. Und wer dahin möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030-2000-9000.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I interrupted your phone number. My bad. I'm sorry. But tickets are available on yosissi.com. That's the only place they're available. I totally forgot to. That's like actually obviously really important, right?
Okay, yosissi, yeah, sure.
yosissi.com.
Sehr schön. Wenn man also kaufen möchte, die Tickets kaufen möchte, dann muss man das machen via yosissi.com. Woanders gibt es die Tickets gar nicht. Oder aber ihr ruft jetzt eben schnell an unter der 030-2000-9000. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wir haben Karten fürs erste Queere Musikfestival in Berlin.
Bist du aufgeregt?
Ja, ich bin aufgeregt. Und ich kann es immer noch nicht verstehen, dass es das erste ist. Das erste Queere Musikfestival. Und Peaches spielt am Sonntag. Wir hören sie mit Light in Places. Thanks a lot for visiting us.
Thank you so much for having
Thanks
us.
For having
us.
Dank.
Yeah, maybe we'll meet each other again in September to present
Super.
The Pansy Presents Beyoncé Party.
See you at the festival.
Bye bye.
On Friday.
Cheers. Ciao.